Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the St. Germain Radio Show with Brigitte Boyer and Mike Snyder on Spiritual Connections Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to St. Germain Radio Show. I'm Mike Snyder. I'll be hosting tonight along with Brigitte. Today, we're holding a special show for 8-8, which Brigitte is going to explain all about here in a little bit. As you know, due to the current global circumstances over the past year and a half or so, we've been holding the show one or two nights a month to replace the normal in-person monthly events we used to hold out of Brigitte Center in New Jersey. Going forward, we invite you to please stay tuned to our email and Facebook messages. So if you don't receive Brigitte's monthly newsletter already, you can always go to her website, lightbridge101.com, to sign up for her email list. And if you'd like to find out more about her services that she offers, such as classes, retreats, healing and channeling sessions over the phone, Zoom, or Skype, just visit her website for more information, which is, again, www.lightbridge101.com. If you'd like to find out more about me, please visit my website, which is mikesnydercc.com. There you'll find samples of my music, CD downloads, and info about private sessions, and the links to our radio shows, as well as many of our meditation class recordings that Brigitte and I have held live at her center in New Jersey over the years are on there too. And as always, if you'd like to hear a replay of this show or any of our other past shows, you can always visit our radio show website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. All right. Well, with that, I'm going to turn it over to Brigitte.
Well, thank you, Mike. Hello, everybody. It is wonderful to connect with all of you again at this auspicious time of the Lion's Gate of August 8th. And I don't know if you guys could feel it, but I certainly could feel it in my muscles, in my nervous system, in my bones, that this is a very highly charged time. Lots of downloads, lots of shifts, and a lot of consciousness changes. And whenever we experience these consciousness changes, we also are once again looking at our fears, looking at our inner shadow side to bring more gifts to the surface and to the light. So I know that some of you were hoping that I would do radio shows more frequently, but quite honestly, I'm doing them as guided, or we're doing them as guided, and it has been a while, and yet because of the uniqueness of this time, St. Germain said, right now is the time for the next radio show. So just allow yourself to receive. There will be activations going on. Masters and angels alike will be surrounding you during this event, and you can listen to it more than once. Use this recording as a way to just realign yourself with your divine I'm presence, allowing yourself to gain strength in the connection and feel the empowerment that allows you to bring heaven to earth. And that's really why we are here at this time of great awakening. I know many are affected by the pandemic, whether it's physically or emotionally or because of economic situations. There's a lot going on in the world right now with fires or floodings or climate situations. And here we are as light bearers, anchoring love and light into our surroundings, wherever we go, wherever we are. So moments like these where portals open up, just like on 11/11, portals open up to bring frequencies to us that are cosmic and galactic in nature, that allow us to begin to see the world in a different way. And these frequencies are also meant to remind us that we are co-creators, that it is important to not get caught in the fear, to not get caught in the drama surrounding us, but to focus on the light within, to focus on the divinity that is in all of us and all of creation, that connects us all, that gives us the ability to look beyond the differences that seem so apparent at times, where it is all about being the diversity of life being a challenge, where in reality the diversity of life is not the challenge, it's how we respond to it. God, Source, Creator, the great spirit of all that is, calls for diversity, because through diversity it can express itself, it can experience itself in all the many facets. So the idea is not that we are all supposed to be the same, but that we can become these unique divine expressions with our own unique flavor, with our own unique color, with our own unique way of existence, of being, of acting, of how we enjoy life and how we express our life force in the world. So diversity is extremely important and should not be judged or snuffed out at any point in time. And so in these times of great change, we are facing dual powers, dual forces that hit each other, that one wants to control the other. And it's so easy to, even in your own life, wanting to control different aspects and wanting to have a plan and want to go to a reader that tells you whether to turn left or right or what's the best way of doing something. And more important than getting a direction or controlling your life right now is the knowing that you are part of a divine plan and allowing yourself to flow with the changes of life, to truly be the surfer of the cosmic waves and let the waves not crush you, but carry you where you need to be. So part of us really has to learn at this time to let go and let God on a whole new level. I know it's really about walking your talk. For me, on a personal level, I've seen that a lot lately too, that when I allowed everything to unfold, especially when I stopped getting so nervous or afraid, when life took me on a detour or when life redirected me temporarily, what seemed to be a setback actually in the long run turned out to be a gift, a miracle, bringing with it exactly what I needed, what I couldn't see from my own point of view. I could not see that I needed it at the time. But then looking back, it was the stepping stone for something else that absolutely was necessary and important. And so we have to realize that we don't know. We don't know everything. We can't see through some of the challenges that are in our life right now. We can only have trust and faith and believe that the universe has our back, believe that our divine I'm presence has our back, and that there's divine purpose in everything, even so we don't understand what that is. And we are all here as light bearers. We are all here to bring empowerment and illumination and love into the world. And the more we are moving into a place of vulnerability with our hearts open, the more we are going to see miracles happening every step of the way. The key really is moving from a place of structure to a place of allowance. And not that there isn't any structure in allowance, but it's a different kind of structure. It's not the structure that you might find in a building where you have four walls, a ceiling, and a floor. It's a structure where you, as you move, are creating a framework that might change every moment in your life or every day, and yet it gives you some directive, something to hold on to that propels you forward in your life. It really is beginning a whole new experience and expression of our divine self in physical form and allowing that to unfold. And to get back to the significance of 8-8. Now, when you look at the number 8 in itself, it's two circles connecting with each other. So when you look at the 8, it's reminding you that you're not alone. No matter how much at times you tell yourself, oh, I'm all alone, nobody understands me, I'm different, I've always been different. Yes, you have been different, but you have not been alone. You're part of something greater. You're part of spirit. And the eight reminds you that what always is in contact with you, whether you can feel it or not, is your spiritual self. And at these times of the line gate opening up, you can even feel more so that divine connection supporting you to take new steps in your life. And so this day of 8-8 is a reminder to open yourself up to the influences, the guidance, the love, the support of your divine I'm presence, because without your divine I'm presence, you wouldn't even be able to be in physical existence. And so that is a paradox to break, the paradox thinking you're all alone when in reality you can't possibly be all alone if you're in form. There's always a part of us that is in spiritual form and in physical form. And that part of us that is in spiritual form right now touches upon us on 8-8, touches upon us to remind us of the vastness of who we are, that everything is possible and that there's no limits to what we can become. It's time to dream again, the good dreams, and to not so much dwell on everything that's missing, but to be reminded that the power of gratitude, the power of focusing on what it is that you do have, can propel you to other levels of abundance. And with that, we are going to play an opening piece to bring you back into your heart, because we've been busy on so many levels, so it's now refocusing on your heart center. Open your hands up, palms up and out, and allow yourself to receive. Allow yourself to remember that there is this beautiful spiritual part of you that is so incredibly powerful, that is working with you and through you, guiding, directing, surrounding, and protecting you. So let yourself feel that now, and then Saint Germain will come through. Greetings, my beloved children of the light. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. Take a couple of deep breaths in and out, and allow yourself to relax. I know some of you have a very, very busy mind, already thinking about the next step to take, next journey to step on, everything else that you still have to get done. And I ask you for this moment to release all of those thoughts and to bring yourself back into your heart. There's nothing you have to do right now besides allowing yourself to receive the love of God, Source Creator, the Great Spirit of all that is, to let yourself be filled up by that love. Now, this is indeed an auspicious time. The 88 star portal connects you with Sirius, that star system that reminds you of the Holy Trinity, that has learned the power of balance, that through the balancing of light and darkness, love and fear, a sacred union can take place that is taking you deeper into alignment with your true divine self. And you can shift it then to a higher consciousness, a consciousness that supports your path of ascension and enlightenment in a way that you've not allowed yourself to experience up to this point. As Brigida said, it is about allowance. Surrender often is a little tricky concept for you to embrace. What does surrender really mean? And yet, when you allow yourself to envision, you're not just you, that you are truly part of something greater. Let yourself feel that right now. Let yourself feel that alignment with something greater than you. Then you can feel that surrendering is nothing else than opening up your heart and keeping your heart open so that that divine essence that is greater than you can fill you up, can flow into you, can flow into every cell of your body, allowing you to vibrate to a very different frequency, the frequency of love, the frequency of grace, the frequency of allowing yourself to be an illuminated self. Feel yourself being an illuminated self, a ray of light within the darkness. Sirius is often considered a place that is bringing new wisdom to those star tribes that are ready for it. They're the elders that are supporting you on your path of liberation. So I invite you now to open your heart, to open your senses to the elders of Sirius, the dog star. Some have that connection already. So the power of the whales and the dolphins and the water beings, the mermaids and mermen. Just feel that connection. Water, very purifying. And so you yourself are made out of so much water, fluids. Fluids that allow you to flow through life. Breathe out the resistance. Breathe out the fear of change. Breathe out the need to know. And just let yourself be in the waters of life. The elders are present right now, surrounding you and lifting you up out of your body along the ray of light, all the way beyond this solar system, all the way up into the loving embrace of Sirius itself. And Sirius right now presents itself to you in the most beautiful rainbow colors as a doorway, as a portal, that as you're guided through it, allows you to feel and sense a part of yourself awaken that has been asleep for a long time. So as the elders are taking you through that portal on Sirius, listen to the music carrying you formlessly along the rays of the rainbow into a new experience of self. Simply allow that to happen now.
Thank you.
And as you come to the other side of the portal, you are greeted by Sekhmet, one of the Egyptian ancient goddesses. She is wearing the clothes of the high priestess from Lyra, with her lioness head. And she holds in her one hand a torch that carries the flame of transformation. But not just transformation, but also liberation. Because in the transformation, you will find liberation. It is nothing to be afraid of. And so she magically now calls out from within you, the part of you that symbolizes your own inner darkness, and the part of you that symbolizes your own inner light. So you are facing now two aspects of yourself, the aspect that is the embodiment of your darkness and the aspect that is the embodiment of your light. And often do you experience in life how those two parts within you create havoc. They're fighting each other. It is a tug of war. And as this battle occurs, there's much energy you're losing, much frustration. It is a part of you that thinks of negativity and lack and poverty and everything going too slow, versus a part of you that wants you to keep having trust and faith in the knowing that everything is going to unfold in divine timing in the most appropriate way. And so again, there are these two aspects within everyone, not just you, within everyone, that within the human existence create the very strong experience of duality. And yet now is the time for you to raise yourself up to another level of consciousness, to cross another threshold to a higher awareness. And so with the assistance of Sekhmet and the fire that she's holding, she's creating this holy trinity between you, the aspect of you that symbolizes your darkness, and the aspect that symbolizes your light. And she's creating a circle of fire around the three parts of you. And you become the great bridge, the part that is in alignment with your divine self, and that can merge the light and the darkness within yourself in a new way. But you have to accept both parts, not judge your darkness or not considering the light as weak, but being willing to see the equality, allowing both to merge together. So Sekhmet now ignites within the circle of fire that you're standing, a flame of transformation and transmutation, allowing anything that is hindering the sacred union of all parts of yourself to be transformed and transmuted into love and light so that the sacred union can take place. Allow this fire to burn deeply within you for a deep shift, change, and transformation to take place, a transformation into a place of oneness. Do this. Now. When the fire recedes, you can feel that you've changed. When that tug of war is going away, when you fully accept yourself, all parts of yourself, you can feel lighter. All that judgment is gone. You can truly feel as one, working in alignment with Source as one, being on Earth as one, being the bringer of oneness, so the power of love. And that starts with your own life, with your own circumstances. Segment is now giving you a final blessing, the knowing that you are a power to bring healing into the world, to bring peaceful transformation. So the power of love and light. So feel the presence of many of the elders from Sirius. And feel their gratitude for your willingness to become a unifier on Earth. And it doesn't have to be difficult or stressful. It doesn't even take a lot of thought. Simply feel that flame, that fire that has been ignited around you, also within your own self, within your heart. And now that your words, your actions make a difference. Be gentle with yourself. Soften in the knowing that you are the most beautiful bridge made manifest on Earth. You truly are a channel and instrument of the hierarchy of light. And you are here on Earth at this time to assist those who are asleep to awaken safely. I know some of you feel overwhelmed with the challenges in your life or the relationships or the lack thereof. I asked you to shift your focus onto the flame within and to use that flame as a tool to bring healing into your environment, to bring healing into your world, to truly see yourself as a torchbearer of liberation, freeing the soul from all the limits of the past, so that everyone can step out of the ashes in you, reborn, just like yourself. Don't focus on your limits. Don't focus on the lack. Focus on the little things, the little beautiful things that you see from one moment to the next. When you get too caught up in the horrors of life, you've allowed your frequency to drop too far down. Then go into silence. Remove yourself from the outer busyness. And retreat into the part of your life where you can meditate and you can remind yourself to be in alignment with Source, in alignment with your God Self, in alignment with grace. You have not failed. On the contrary, the fact that you've chosen to be on Earth at this time means that you are successful, that you've come a long way. Don't be discouraged. You too shall find new levels of happiness. Keep up the trust and faith. Whenever you experience contraction or limitations, it is only the place where new light is being born. You're being forged to such a profoundly powerful instrument of light at this time. Believe that to be true. Let yourself slowly be guided back to your physical self. And I want you to listen to the music and allow that what you've received to flow into your surroundings, flow into your life, before you come back into the here and now. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and my love is with you always. Celebrate the Lion's Gate as an opening to a greater consciousness, consciousness of love, of light, and divine empowerment. And it is so. Namaste.
Okay, well, what a great show, Brigitte. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you, Mike? Music was perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.
No, it was a beautiful show. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And we are hoping that you have a wonderful 8-8 awakening and opening, and that you can feel the empowerment that you received here tonight, or today, I should say. And listen to it as often as you need. And if you have any questions, you can certainly reach out to us or go to our websites. You can actually find that information also on spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And thank you very much for being part of our journey and part of our life.
Okay, we're going to leave you with one short piece of music. So with that, we'll say adieu.
All right. Peace out. Love you guys.